The Socialist Standard.
Our world's divided by wealth and nation, but need not be this way. The creation of a better world, freed from borders, and the self-selected giving orders, they expect the majority to obey, with some grumbles perhaps, but not gainsay. Ensuring those who claim ownership of the earth and its resources pay lip service, at best, to democracy, while profiting from human industry.
Rather than accepting famine or feast, with few having most and most having least, do not look away, pretend to ignore the root causes of conflicts, the threat of war. Raging wildfires, floods and rising seas, temperatures up by dangerous degrees. Soaring prices, diminishing wages, as poverty increases in stages. Affecting more and more who once prided themselves, they were reasonably provided for and secure. All the while governments of all shades, promising improvements, never fail to fail, as electioneers' pledges are impotent if profiteers deem them injurious to their interests.
No matter, the majority detests injustice and inequality. All are made subordinate to capital. And here's the nub. The root cause of schism was, is, and remains capitalism. Fundamentally, this is so because it has a single motivation, profit. Just one purpose for being, it is agreed, is accumulating wealth, not meeting need. Through competition, it'll beggar its neighbour and strive to reduce the price of labour, actively lowering the worth of wages, marshalling workers when it engages in wars for markets and resources, polluting the air and water courses.
But capital need not have the last say on how things presently are or the way they might be. If working people at length were to realise their collective strength, act for themselves, consciously organise a worldwide society that supplies all required to meet self-determined needs of each individual who succeeds, and living a purposeful life quite free from all persisting threats of penury, with money obsolete and abolished, borders and border posts being demolished, the state becomes an anachronism through developing socialism. Leaders and governments will come to be the last ones condemned to redundancy.
But beware of all those who still insist that their variety of communist, be it Soviet, Juche, or some new mix of special Chinese characteristics, any nation following such sages still end up working for reduced wages, for a privileged state that ruthlessly damps dissent with penalties and prison camps. For far too long, such notions have endured, leaving actual socialism obscured. The door to socialism is locked and barred by any and every would-be vanguard.
That door is flung open so all can pass. When the self-organised working class decides, it being the vast majority, how a worldwide society might be finally achieved democratically. With present circumstances being ended and capitalism transcended, not just slightly reformed or rebranded, but reaching the socialist standard, marked by workers making the social shift that can't be given or granted as a gift. A better life for all is the free choice when workers together speak with one voice.
To learn more of the case for world socialism, contact the Socialist Party of Great Britain on spgb@worldsocialism.org.